From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's show, we will talk about the United Nations.
Today, Anna reports on developing nations and the United Nations. About one-third of member countries in the UN are considered developing. Now, the Group of 77 coalition is seeking to support the interests of these countries in the UN.
But first, we hear about North Korea's offer of a deal with the U.S. as tensions again rise on the Korean Peninsula. Mario tells us more.
North Korea's Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, An Myung-hoon, says the joint military exercises are the cause of rising tensions. He added that many things would have been possible had the offer been accepted. Last Saturday, the United States called the earlier North Korean offer an implicit threat. It said the North's nuclear tests violate many UN Security Council resolutions. An American official said the U.S. government remains open to discussions. But she said such talks must deal with the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization. Tensions have risen after U.S. officials accused North Korea of launching a cyber attack against Sony Pictures in November. The cyber attack led to the release of sensitive documents. It is believed to have cost the film company millions of dollars. North Korea has denied involvement in the attack. In early January, the Obama administration announced new measures against North Korean individuals and organizations. Daniel Glazer is a Treasury Department official. He says the new sanctions will enable the U.S. to financially pressure agencies and officials involved in cyber terrorism. He says sanctions have even had an effect on the Chinese financial system. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Sung Kim says the U.S. is working more closely with China, North Korea's main ally in Asia. He said there is growing concern about the North's continued work on nuclear weapons and its human rights record.
I think what we have seen in our cooperation with China is that China is working with us more effectively in trying to stifle North Korea's dangerous activities.
South Korea has offered to meet with North Korean officials without any preconditions. However, the United States continues to demand that North Korea limit its nuclear activities and honor earlier agreements before opening new negotiations. The U.S. and South Korea often hold joint military exercises. The Korean War ended with a ceasefire in 1953. No treaty officially ending the war was ever signed. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. You are listening to the VOA Learning English program, As It Is. We just heard about North Korea's offer to suspend nuclear testing if the U.S. is willing to cancel military exercises with South Korea.
Now we hear about developing countries within the United Nations. South Africa will lead the Group of 77. Anna brings us that story.
South Africa has become the leader of the Group of 77. a coalition of developing countries that is part of the United Nations. One-third of the UN countries are members of the G77, including Bosnia and Herzegovina and Somalia. Llewellyn Landers is South Africa's Deputy Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. He spoke at a recent meeting of the group in New York.
This year will prove to be a crucial year in which the various envisaged development processes would demand that we as a group remain even more steadfast in promoting the interests of developing countries.
Mr. Landers said the group will continue to try to lessen the power of some traditionally strong nations. These include the five permanent members of the UN Security Council: Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States. They are sometimes called the Northern Nations. Mr. Landers said cooperation among the southern countries is very important to international cooperation and partnerships for development. He said that is especially true for efforts to gain balanced, sustainable development. Mr. Landers also said it must be repeated that South-South cooperation is not meant to serve in the place of the duties and responsibilities of the developed North. He said that several developing countries had become important engines of world growth. He said their development is having a considerable effect on the world economy. Mr. Landers told the group that growth and economic development in southern countries has strengthened those countries and made them more powerful. I'm Ana Mateo.
Thank you, Anna. I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
And check us out on Facebook or our website at learningenglish.voanews.com.
Tell us what you want to hear about on our show. We want to cover the issues and ideas that matter to you in your world as it is. Let us know. Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or go to our website and click on Contact Us. And remember to listen for another As It Is program tomorrow on the Voice of America.